Tonight on CBS, the network presents a documentary that's all about returning. For one thing, it marks the return of CBS Reports, which has been absent for a few years. More directly, it provides a look at two old war horses visiting the scene of an old war. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The special is called Schwarzkopf in Vietnam, A Soldier Returns. The guide is Dan Rather, and the voyage starts like this.
Tonsonet Airport, Ho Chi Minh City. General H. Norman Schwarzkopf and I are back in Vietnam. It's the first time either of us has returned since the war. We both had mixed feelings about coming here. We wanted to return, but were apprehensive, unsure of how the Vietnam of today will play against the Vietnam that lives in our memories.
Part of this CBS Report special is self-congratulatory and almost nostalgic. The sequence on the elaborate network of underground enemy tunnels seems put there largely to set up a clip of Dan Rather, 1965 vintage, popping out of one of those tunnels for CBS News. And when Schwarzkopf revisits one of the battlefields where he got wounded, he tells it slowly and dramatically, and almost seems to enjoy reliving it.
There was the enemy right over there. That's the village of Tam Quan. And there's nothing but open rice paddy all the way across the entire front. So what we had to do is literally attack across open rice paddy, and the enemy was dug in all along that tree line across there. Went out the first day, went charging across, got about halfway across, right in the middle, and they opened fire.
Other moments, though, are tougher. And when Schwarzkopf tells about the time in 1970 when he and his battalion tried to traverse a minefield to save a fellow soldier, the tone turns tragic. The documentary includes interviews with other surviving members of that battalion, whose stories are no less powerful. The minefield segment provides a new perspective on the time, during the Gulf War briefings, when Schwarzkopf snapped at a reporter who asked if the minefields there weren't easier to cross than the military had suspected. "Have you ever been in a minefield?" Schwarzkopf asked. The reporter said no, and the general said, "Well, I have, and all it takes is one." Schwarzkopf became a media star, as well as a celebrated military figure, because of his briefings and conduct during the Gulf War. Since then, he's used the media brilliantly. He's written a best-selling book, and on television, has established himself as an expert on military history and strategy. He did memorable primetime interviews with Barbara Walters and Diane Sawyer, and he appeared with Charles Kuralt in two excellent CBS News documentaries, one on Pearl Harbor, another on Japanese generals, and became to World War II what Shelby Foote is to the Civil War. In this new documentary, he moves closer to our time, yet even this very subjective documentary is surprisingly objective, and sometimes conflicting. At one point, he says that it is insanity to want to solve your problems by killing each other. Yet at another point, he enumerates the military lessons to be learned from Vietnam in fighting the next war.
Well, of course, the first lesson is there is no such thing as a limited war. If you're at war, you're at war. You're either at war or you're not at war. It's like being pregnant. And you can't go to war with one hand tied behind your back. Piecemeal commitment is the worst possible way to go to war. You can't let it drag on and on and on. Secondly, you cannot ask young Americans to fight if they don't have the support of the American people. I mean, they must have the support of the American people.
In all of it, Schwarzkopf uses TV brilliantly. He comes off, as he did during the Gulf War, as a tough yet compassionate man, a smart leader with a very candid touch. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the first general to use television. Badly, but he used it. But no general since then has emerged as a popular hero because there hasn't been a popular war since then. Schwarzkopf isn't running for any office, but if he ever does, he's got the tools of the trade down pat.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.